All right, so before I begin the training this morning, guys, for those of you who may have missed our opportunity call last night that we recorded, we really focused on our four health packs, you know, the fact that health is wealth and, you know, both from a physical standpoint and a financial standpoint. Those are, you know, when you have your health, you have everything. Well, that, you know, people in America, when they were surveyed in a poll of 27,000 people, they said, believe it or not, that their financial situation was the thing they worried about the most. 74% said they worried about their financial situation in the future. That, I find that interesting. So, you know, not only do you need your physical health, you know, so that, like Gerald was just talking about, you know, if you don't have your health, it doesn't matter. You know, we heard about our poor Ernie. You know, we love Ernie, and, you know, he had a fall, and he's, you know, had to go into a place to, you know, have somebody take care of him right now. And we love him, and it makes us sad. But, you know, if you just don't have your health, guys, you don't have anything. And that's true of the financial side of things. You need to take care of your financial health as well. And so we talked a little bit about that. And the way I did the call yesterday, just so you'll know if you missed the call, is that I said, you know, we just don't have time to talk about all our products, but we have one phenomenal product that has 15 patents on it. And you got to find out about that. So get together with the person who invited you on the call and have them show you that one thing video. It's only 6 minutes in length, and then you'll find out why we're so excited about what we're doing. And then I said, if you want to know from your financial health whether you can do this or not, either on a part-time or a full-time basis, then we have something called the Limitless Demonstrator. And again, get together with the person who invited you on the call. So in both cases, guys, talking about our health and our products, you know, we were focused on that. And then we kind of lead into that one thing video and our financial health. We talked about going into the Limitless Demonstrator. You know, I had never really become associated with somebody who made so much money until I got into the network marketing business. You know, I had this belief that if I wanted to do anything I wanted in this world, I felt like I could outwork anybody. I felt like I had the energy and the drive and the wherewithal, the smarts, that all I needed to do is see somebody do something, and then I could just duplicate what they did. And I got to tell you, Craig Tillotson, in his own way, was one of the hardest working people, one of my mentors. In one way, he was a mentor. In another way, he wasn't a mentor. We were very, very different individuals. But I thought if I could take the character traits of Craig that I liked, and one of those was he never quit talking to people. Never. Ever quit talking to people. Didn't matter where he was. I think I told you guys one time I was in the car with him. We pulled up to the stop sign. He had a cell phone, which back then, cell phones were like $3,000, $3,500. I mean, it was the kind that you wore in your belt, but it was a fold-out deal. It was gigantic. And I just remember in 1990, it was like $3,900 because I bought one because I wanted to be just like Craig. From that standpoint, I remember thinking, wow, this is expensive. You spend $4,000 for a cell phone. And he was in a convertible, and we pulled up to a light, and he started talking to the person in the next car when we were at a stoplight. And, you know, and he asked these crazy questions out of the blue. What do you do for a living? And he had a person on the phone that he was talking to, one of his distributors somewhere, and he said, hey, you need to hear about what I'm doing. And he threw his cell phone out of the car into the car next to us to a total stranger and said, you need to talk to the person on that phone. And he drove off. I've never seen anything so crazy in my life. That's the kind of just nuts that he had. You know, he invited me. I was telling you guys that he invited me to go to the Salt Lake City Boat Show. And this is where I really, and I understood what making a lot of money was. Okay, because in my business, as the CEO of my business, I was able to make $1 million. Even as a student going to college, earn $1 million. That was a long time ago, okay? So I knew what making a lot of money was about. But what I didn't have any feel of is what residual income was about. And by that, I mean making that same lump of money month after month after month after month. And where it really dawned on me for the first time is when Craig Tillotson invited me, called me up, and he said, "Steve, I need you to go to the Salt Lake City Boat Show at the convention center with me because I need some help in picking out boats." And you guys all know I'm not a camper. I don't believe in camping. I think, you know, that's something we did during the time of Davy Crockett, and that's why we built houses to get in out of the weather. But I agree that if you can go up to a lake and you have a beautiful place where you can sit in the sun and just relax, or as Gerald would say, go fishing or something, I agree that's pretty cool. But I didn't know anything about camping or any sports thing. And when I found him at the Salt Palace, when we met up, because he had a new cell phone by then, no. I remember we went to, I never did ask Craig what happened to that cell phone, by the way. Probably just threw it out, you know, like trash. But anyway, when we went to the Salt Palace, he said, "I have bought a place down in Lake Powell, and I need to get a houseboat so that I can go down to Lake Powell." And I was blown away by how expensive houseboats were, even 30 years ago. I was blown away. And Craig went in, we went up and climbed up in them, and there were salespeople at every one of those. And one of those houseboats cost over $100,000, and of course that was the one that Craig wanted. And as we were getting off the deal, the guy said, "How do you want to finance it?" And Craig said, "I don't want to finance it. I just want to write you a check." And I am not kidding you. He had this little satchel-type thing with him. And I remember he pulled out a couple of different checkbooks, and he looked at the balance in the checkbooks, and he goes, "Okay, we'll take it out of this one." The guy goes, "I can't take a check." And Craig, in those days, 30 years ago, he said, "You can call the bank. They'll validate that the funds are there, and if you want to sell this boat, you know, you'll have to take this check, because I don't carry around $100,000 cash, and I don't want to finance it." And I remember he wrote a check, and the guy looked at him like, "Wow, that's amazing." And then he, after he did that, he walked over, and the guy said to him, "How are you going to pull that down to Lake Powell, you know, or how are you going to get it down there?" And Craig said, "I don't know." And the guy said, "Well, it's always a good idea if you buy a boat that you need a truck with a trailer." And so he went and sold on the spot. He walked Craig over, and Craig bought a truck and a trailer hitch. And he said, "I need a speedboat." He went and bought a speedboat. And in about a 3 to 4 hour period, by the time lunch came around, Craig had bought a houseboat, a speedboat, and a truck. And I had my mouth on the floor. I couldn't believe it. And I said, "Craig, aren't you worried about spending that much money on these things?" And I'll never forget, he said, "It doesn't matter. I'll have the money all over again next month." And it seems a little extravagant from my standpoint. I'm not that kind of, I mean, everybody likes making money, and everybody likes to do things, but that still seemed crazy. And I remember the following week I went to a Parade of Homes in Utah County, the Parade of Homes show, and I remember thinking that Craig Bryson could buy one of these homes in the Parade of Homes every single month. And it just started to dawn on me what that was like, what residual income was. And, of course, in the text that I sent out this morning to all you guys about residual income, you know, the quote was, The term residual income refers to the income that somebody makes after the work has already been completed. An example of residual income is the earnings an author continues to make on a book after the book has been published. And when fans continue to purchase these copies years later, residual income is ideal because it is money. I'm trying to read it from here. It is money that is totally earned while doing nothing in the present moment during that money. Yesterday morning, Cindy, did this great job in coaching. And the day before, Terry Kempfer talked about the importance of recruiting yourself. And I remember that experience that I had with Craig really recruited myself, because I went, you know what, I'd love to be in a place where I just don't worry about the money that comes in month after month after month. And so when I was talking to Craig about it, he goes, man, you gotta live it like you believe it. You gotta love it like you believe it, and you gotta talk to everybody you come in contact with if you want to do what I've done. And I thought, you know what, that would change my life. I wanted to make the kind of income that would change my life and change the lives of others. And yesterday on the phone call, Cindy had invited Jeanette Bray on the phone call. And I don't know if Jeanette's on the phone call today or not. Are you out there, Jeanette? She may be on mute. But
I'm out here.
Okay, great. Yeah, I love that. I love it. And Jeanette has been active in our company for over 8 years, has been a leader in our company. She's been in an X3 for that entire time. And you may have heard her name when Malin reads the recognition monthly on people who have hit a certain position all the time. But in my mind, she's a perfect example of what residual income is, guys. And I started thinking about it yesterday when I heard, Jeanette on the phone. Because there's never been a month, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, Jeanette, but I don't think there's ever been a month in those whole 8 years where you have earned less than thousands of dollars a month with our company. Every single month in the time you've been in the company, you've earned thousands of dollars, just like Cindy, just like Liz, just like Pam, so many others, too many to name, but, you know, just like you. And am I off base there, or is that true?
No, it's true, and I'll tell you something. I sometimes sit down and just get on my knees and say, thank you, Jesus, because it's an honest miracle. Like, it's just a blessing. And, you know, worked really, really crazy. And
right, massive action.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm going right now in my mind. I mean, things have changed out there, and I want to do it right in a different way. And I've been, you know, I'm feeling it, and I'm just life. You know, one thing about residual, too, is that you can step back, and if you go through challenges in your life, and you can come back in. And the money still keeps coming. And the people still keep
loving it. That's exactly right. You know, life happens to all of us, Jeanette. And life happened to you. And life is happening right now to Gerald down there. I mean, Gerald, I think, had lost 130 pounds when he got on our products. And when Terry Staton approached him down there in Waco, Texas, he was in a hospital bed. And I love this story so much, because Terry always talks about how he went to Gerald and he thought it was the last time he was going to talk to him in the hospital. Is that true, Gerald? I don't
know
if he's on. Yeah. Yeah. And would you say these products changed your life in the sense that they saved your life, or is that too much of an overstatement?
No, they saved my life. In fact, I mean, let's just say that for my life ended the last weekend. But I've lived limitlessly for 3 years that I didn't expect. That's a long time. And in perspective, that just shows the validity of our products, of living good. Eventually, we all know we're going to be with our Savior. That's going to happen. But if you're living well up until that point, it's worth every penny. And to me, that's, you know, I live it and breathe it. You know, it's almost unbelievable.
And you know, so, you know, we talk about having a health budget. You know, people have a budget for their mortgage. They have a budget for their car. They have a budget for whatever. But they don't have a health budget. That's what Kathy Harper shared with us. And I just thought that was such a great concept, having a health budget. And, you know, our products can change your life. Well, guys, so can our financial situation change our lives. And even though life happened to Jeanette, she's always had her toe in the water with us the whole time. And month in, month out, month in, month out, month in, month out, year in, year out, she has been able to earn that income. And just like Jeanette said, she said she wants to do it differently. You know, I used to always say to people, look, if you want to make $1 million, make your first million our way, and then you can make whatever million you want after that your way, because we know how to do it. We've done it again and again and again. When we did it in that skincare company down south, when we did it with Mr. Marriott in his company, iLink, when we had the opportunity to do it in Exus, you know, when we've had the opportunity to do it over and over and over in Rexall, when we've done it in all those companies, you know, and have been able to earn over $100,000 a month, that's crazy. That's because it was residual income. And it's because of that same residual income that Melinda and I used it to be able to help buy this company because of what we earned monthly. And we continued to get paid for 20 years on the company down south, even though we weren't with them, just like Jeanette said, even though we weren't other, you know, we had our toe in the water once a month, check our numbers, we continued to get paid for 20 years. And then after that, we were able to sell our contract for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's what enabled us to do Limitless, guys, and, you know, which is why we're here. So when somebody says you can change your physical life with our products, that's true. When somebody says they can change your financial life with our demonstrator and the fact that we have this incredible way of making money, that's true as well. But if you never take our products, how much are they going to help you? They're not going to help you at all. And if you don't talk to people, how much money will you make? You're not going to make anything. Well, I was going to go on and on and on, but I see our time's up this morning. But I just want to, speaking of scriptures, you'll appreciate this, Gerald, and this goes out to my friend Russ because he does his Bible study there every morning. But Mark 9:23, in the Old King James Version, says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And to that, I'll add Andy's amen to that. And with that, guys, go out and have yourself a great
Amen.
Wednesday. And, you know, just review your goals and see if you're willing to do what it takes to make it happen. Thanks, guys.